Ella Mystery Studio.
Jen, Bob from RDI. How are you?
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Good, thanks. Just say hi, see what's going on with you.
Not much, you know.
Yeah?
Well, Rocky's seen them all. Yeah, just, you know, it's actually been kind of quiet, you know.
Yeah, I'm not
How have your other accounts been talking?
Nobody seems to be... It's funny, people say business is okay, but there's no traffic, really. I mean,
the nobody's like, oh, my God, this is great year, you know.
Yeah, no.
I keep having to remind myself that Christmas is only, like, 3 weeks away. Exactly 3 weeks away.
Well, it was hard to remember that up until lately when we've got snow on the ground now. So, it's pretty clear that that Christmas time must be close.
Right.
You don't get that advantage of being able to see the snow.
Right.
It has that forced reminder that, Christmas.
Right, that it's here, yeah.
I remember that year. I lived out for a little while out in Southern California, and how weird it was around there in the holidays.
To not have snow?
No, not at all. I mean, there's nothing where I was.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to snow today here, but... It feels like it's going to snow by Florida standards, but not by your standards.
Nah, it's, wind chill is probably in the low 20s right now out there, and it's just windy. Windy, and the thing that gets me more than anything is the dark. I just hate that it gets dark at 4:30. It's dark.
Yeah. It's not too far off here.
Yeah.
It's dark at about 5:30.
Yeah. Yeah. You get that you're far enough south that you have a longer day no matter what.
Yeah.
Anything you need?
Yeah. No, I wish there was, but honestly, no.
Yeah.
It's just kind of pretty quiet. I need some lab-grown stuff, but not just emeralds and diamonds, and it's just it's the year of the fake shit.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely, and it keeps getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper as it goes.
I know.
I don't know where the bottom is on these things. It's going to be, you're going to be able to buy a 3-carat lamp grown wholesale for probably $500 easily.
Oh, you already can.
Yeah, I know. That's just ridiculous, though.
I'm looking at 2 carats, and they're like $230, $250 for a 2-carat.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Our prices are a little more than that, but 3 carats are definitely well under 1,000 now. So, I don't know. It's disappointing.
That depends where you shop them. I mean,
if you want to spend the time to look around, you definitely can buy them cheaper. But then, to what advantage? You buy them that much cheaper and you mark them up, 200% or whatever.
You can't make any money on them.
No, you can't make any money on these lab grounds. And no matter how you do it, there's no money to be had because you have to be somewhat competitive because now you can buy them on the Internet pretty easily. So it's not it used to be where you could get a 4 or 5 time markup on them. No, you have to be pretty
You have to be competing.
Yeah,
you have to compete. So that's what I do when I go to price something. I go and I look on like Blue Nile or Brilliant Earth and I'm like, okay.
Right. And there's places even a lot cheaper than them out there, too.
Right. I was sold a 2-carat blue, and he wanted a specific color, so I actually paid more than I usually would have. The stones I was getting for him first were like $400.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, that one's too light and that one's too dark. Well, they're either light or dark. He's like, I want one in the middle, so I had to find one in the middle. Well, it was $1,200.
Yeah, well, that's it.
My cost. And I was like, ugh. So, I mean, the ring price of his ring went up,
Yeah.
He's like, ugh. I was like, well, you wanted a real specific color. I said, you can go out online and look and you can find, but I was like, you wanted something very specific.
Yeah, the more specific you are, the less likely you're going to get a deal on it. The more you paint yourself into a corner.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a disappointing business at times.
How has the naturals been moving?
Oh, I'm doing fine with naturals. I'm gonna wind up for the year being up probably when all is said and done, probably 15% over last year. But that's because I've sold enough of the bigger, better lab grown natural diamonds to make up the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. when somebody is still willing to spend, you know, $70,000-$80,000 to get something really substantial,
right?
I'd have to sell, you know, a box full of lab growns to get to that number, you know, and I'd just,
right.
we're just not competitive enough on those to sell quantities of those. We sell them here and there, but it's not like it's a big part of our business. Natural diamonds is where it's at. And right now, you know, if somebody's looking for 2-carat studs in natural diamonds, you're so much better buying loose diamonds. You can buy, like, let's say HSI-2s, GIA certified.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy them for,
mm-hmm.
like, $2,200 a piece. So you got 45
yep.
into that. And those same diamonds a year and a half ago were probably $4,000.
Right. See, even that one carat, the one stone I got from you this year, that one natural.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was shocked at how cheap it was.
Yeah. They are, you know, using half carats and 3/4 carats, they're dirt cheap now. You can get a decent half carat for $600 now, you know, and that was a diamond that was $1,000, you know, a year and a half ago. So
mm-hmm.
there's still a bunch of those sales to be had. There are people. I still have one of the major, well, I shouldn't say chain. They got 4 or 5 stores, but they're big hitters. They sell no lab grounds, none. None whatsoever. There's still people out there that refuse to sell the lab grounds because there's no value to them, and they don't want.
I have not a single one in the store.
Yeah.
Unless I have ordered it for customer and
sure.
it is in their job envelope,
yeah.
I do not. And I'm thinking, well, maybe I should order like a pair of earrings or something,
yeah.
you know? But it's just, and I thought about getting some in on memo just to have over Christmas
sure.
and send them back, you know, but we don't really even do that,
yeah.
that kind of business. But it's like, but I have none because I refuse to have them. But, you know, it's nice to have them here to show somebody, but, you know, they just, here, it's a perfect diamond. Here you go. Imagine
yeah.
what a perfect diamond looks like. Here it is.
The thing with the lab
grown,
there's enough of those suppliers out there. You need to find a regular manufacturer. There's enough of them of them out there that if you called and said, "Listen, we don't stock these at all. We're not really into them, but we do get calls for them." Somebody
mm-hmm.
would send you probably 5 or 6 of them just to have on hand for immediate
yeah.
sales, because there are people out there, because they'll charge you, instead of charging you, you know, $300-$400 for a, you know, a 2-carat, they might charge you $500 for it, but they'll let you have
yeah.
it. They'll let you have it on a consignment, you know, for those people who don't want to wait, just want something done right away. And that's the thing that screws us up, because we can compete with those kinds of prices. We can't compete with the guy who will sell those for, you know, for next to nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, when it comes to labs,
yeah,
I'm going for the cheapest thing I can find.
Yeah,
I'm like,
as well.
You know, because they all look the same. I'll get in several, and I'm like, nope, they all look the same.
If you're going to do that, you should use my pricing and base your selling price on my pricing, but then buy it as cheap as you can find it, because then at least
yeah.
you're putting the profit in your pocket. It's not
yeah.
you're not going to sell any more of them if you're $200-$300 more. Or any
oh no no yeah
either.
Oh no 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 I don't know. Then what I do is I get them cheap,
yeah.
and then I cross reference with what I can,
you know,
what people can
right.
buy them for online,
them
and
for.
I undercut that by
yeah.
by a hair, and usually I'm like 3 or 4 times at least,
yeah.
maybe
yeah.
sometimes 5, depends how good of a deal I've got.
And you know, for a long time, the person who was buying the lab grown didn't give a shit about the price because it was so much cheaper than the natural price. But they're getting a little bit more savvy now to it, so
yeah.
the
yeah.
ability to mark it up a lot isn't quite as easy as it used to be.
Yeah, it's not there.
But you're a,
yeah.
but you're a custom place. You're selling more what you do rather than the diamond.
Right.
So
yeah,
you can get away with
it. And half the time, unless they specifically tell me to put lab grown melee in this ring, we put in natural.
Yeah. Because
I'm like,
common. There's not really that big a savings with the lab.
Especially when you get down into the small, like
yeah.
the 1.3 and below.
Yeah, they don't.
They're about the same.
Yeah.
Because really what you're paying for at that point is labor, yeah.
Yeah, that's the cost of putting over the, you know, fastening on them. And even though they're all being done by machines and everything, it's still,
But anyways, but yeah, it's just, I feel like natural diamonds are going to make a comeback, but they will be cheaper. I still have that. Remember about a year or two ago, maybe it was like 2 years ago, there was that 2-carat emerald cut. I still have that one.
Yeah.
It's 2.2, I think, and I think we paid like 12 or 10 or 12. 10,
right.
12.
Yeah,
so in that, I mean, most of the diamonds we own here, and we don't own a ton, but we own a few. And it's funny because Aaron used to really hold on to them. He never wanted to sell his own, the diamonds he had. But now he's like, oh, I'm like, you need to jettison those things back into the universe at this point. But most of the diamonds we own we've gotten into good.
Do you have anything in Marquise?
I don't think so.
I got
nothing big.
Marquise, ridiculous prices on them right now. There's none of them out there. We're paying like 10, 15 back and charging full wrap on stuff because the only thing I can surmise is the only thing we're seeing at this point is all new inventory. There's no old inventory because unlike a round diamond, if you were a cutter and business was slow, you continued to cut round diamonds. So there was a glut.
Right, not marquee.
But
nobody wanted
marquee.
You couldn't give away a marquee for a little
right.
while. They've kind of come back.
They've definitely made a comeback. But what's weird about it now is I can't tell you how many calls I get for like a 2-carat emerald cut. And the prices on them are like, you know, for a good one, it's like $14,000, $15,000 for a nice one. When I
for an emerald cut or a marquee?
No, for a marquee. I'm sorry. For a marquee.
Oh, yeah.
So when you were quoting those things out, you can't. There's no good prices on them because everything I'm seeing is all new material. It all has like a 35 or 40% or whatever the hell that premium is that from the tariffs out of India. And even if they're
mm-hmm.
not paying that, even if they're from a different avenue, they're still putting that price on there because they know they can get them because there's just none
yeah.
of them out there. So there's a small amount of them in circulation, but they're all extremely overpriced.
So how many big marquees, too,
yeah.
back 10 years ago when you couldn't give one away,
well,
how many do you think were recut into, like, ovals and stuff?
Because
ovals were big.
Yeah,
you know,
sure
so people were taking
their
big marquees that they bought from people who bought them back in the 80s and loved
right.
them, and then they're like, ew, and then they had them recut into ovals or what have you.
Pear shapes or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of them went that route, but I cannot find a deal on a marquee to save my life right now. Anything substantial?
Yeah, I don't think we definitely don't have any big ones.
Yeah, see, that's an area that if you had a couple of those, I'd just say, listen, I would try to sell them now based on today's price because that's
yeah.
going to fall apart. There's no question
yeah.
that.
So if somebody comes in with a big marquee, buy it.
Probably.
But now I'm scared to buy diamonds. I'm terrified to buy diamonds
yeah.
off the street.
Yeah,
I'm terrified.
No.
Unless it's somebody I know and I'm like, hold on, I need to take this to my appraiser first.
Yeah,
you know?
You gotta
I damn sure
gotta
not. I'm damn sure not going to, like, just pull out my wallet and, you know,
no.
somebody I don't know.
Not on a marquee.
I don't care, even
not,
if they have
any,
a cert.
Even with a cert.
Nothing.
Unless it's I don't even know if I trust an engraved diamond. If something had a you know, a certain number.
Yeah,
because
how easy is that to?
Yeah.
I trust nothing at this point.
No.
Nothing.
It would have to be double checked unless you have a Sherlock or one of those testers.
Yeah,
that
I
can
do.
Tell you for sure.
Even old miners, they're cutting these things to deceive.
Yeah, absolutely. There is. There's a ton of authors that are bullshit. You know, we have to have here as a wholesaler, we have to have a Sherlock diamond tester to make sure that what we're selling. Now, it will give you a false positive that it's a natural or a lab grown diamond.
If it's a type two.
Yes, if it's a type two, so it'll tell you that it's likely a lab-grown diamond on some naturals, but it won't do it the other way around.
Well, so then what do you do? Then when you marks as a type 2, then what do you do?
Then you have to send it to, like, GIA and have them look at it.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that if you have a real microscope, a microscope that does, you know, 100 plus power magnification,
yeah.
and you know what you're looking for, you can see the grow lines. You can probably find where the seed was put into it and find the grow lines in it if you know what to look for. But if you don't, then, I think it would take some expertise. Like, I could look at it under a microscope, and I probably couldn't tell you the difference because I don't have that experience. But I'm sure if there's people out there, you know, GGs or whatever, that maybe know what to look for. If they maybe they got a GG in the last, you know, 5 years or something like that. But if they were old school, they might not know what to look for either.
Yeah. All right, let me run. I got a customer.
All right, we'll see you.
Good talking to you. Bye.
You too. Bye.